right, we're going to come back for another third-place match. Lane McGinley, senior for Valentine at 31-8 on the year. Going to be going up against Peterson of Chase County, who's 45-5 as a junior. These two met out at the district wrestling tournament a week ago, and it was kind of a wild match there. This time it's for a third-place medal at the state championships. And again, Valentine has the lead team-wise pretty much locked up, it looks like, at this point. And that's we haven't said a lot about that. We've mentioned that, of course, several times. But the Badgers three-peat, three state wrestling titles in a row. Pretty phenomenal achievement there.
Never been done in Class C, so the Badgers continue to set records here. Two more could go down this afternoon, or Valentine could join the record books. And one more record, that's the number of three-time state champions produced. Of course, we have Jordan Kelver and Marcus Nelson, two guys that could be added to that list, or finalists Caleb Long and Gage Krolikowski. Chris Williams is a second-year finalist here in just 2 years, so he has the opportunity to be added to that list. But here we go at 170 pounds. In it, first period for the third and fourth place match. Head-to-head here. Peterson knows, I can't give up that arm. Or Lane McGinley going to post me on the mat and come around it. But nothing started here. Just the left side overhook for Lane. Now he's going to work out of that. But to out of bounds. And a half shot there by Peterson. And they will go out of bounds. 28 seconds to go. First period of this 170-pound bout. B4 district qualifiers here. And qualified in the second position, one in the first. The district champion from this weight will be on later this afternoon due to a broken bow. And he will have his work cut out for him. Now under 5 seconds, and that's the way it's going to end for the first period.
I see a few members of the O'Keefe and Mundorf family down here at the state tournament, of course. Good to see those names back. You kind of go through cycles where you have dads, sons, now grandsons.
Well, we've had O'Keefe's around for a long time, a ton of them on the board, and we'd like to get Ryan O'Keefe there. Now Cradle and a tight one locked on Lane as he tries to come here. Got to watch his back and not get pinned. This is a tight one. Bottom legs in for Peterson. Lane not kicking anymore, so he must feel comfortable that he's got one blade off the back, but that's going to cost him three. And much the same that happened to Gunner, just coming up, got that knee too close to the head and gave up three. Now he's going to get one, so 3-1 here, plenty of time left in the second period, and Lane's going to have to go to work. And sometimes that's what happens. He usually doesn't go to his back, but he'll give up a takedown and get a little angry, and things start popping off pretty quickly for him. And I'm sure being on his back there got a hold of his sensibilities a little bit as we go into a minute second period. Here's a pretty decent shot. They got to crawl up to it. Peterson working his way out of bounds, and he will find it on a reshot. And then Lane coming around, not giving two there, though. And Lane on the offense now, but he's got to be. He's down 3-1. It'll be Peterson's choice in the third period.
56 seconds left to go, second period.
Peterson now here head-to-head. We've got that Russian armbar locked up. Will he throw the Karchalava in there? I don't know. It wasn't for this particular match, but if he gets behind here, you might see it. He's got the Russian armbar again and now throws it into a single. Just need a regular takedown here, and as much as Peterson has backed away, he's got to watch himself for stalling, but wisely Peterson turns himself back in, and they'll get a restart here. 30 seconds to go now. Shot off the whistle by Lane. Just about comes home, but he's going to come back up to a left side overhook. And now Peterson just blocking off here. Going to have to make him wrestle. He is comfortable with that three that he scored there at the beginning of the period. Throwing Lane to his back and a really good cradle. 10 seconds now, and he's going to shoot Lane off. Oh, he's going to give two because
Barely had his toes across the line on a shot. I think Lane had kind of slacked off a little bit, thinking they were getting far enough out of bounds there wasn't going to be able to anything happen. And, boy, Peterson took a long shot, drug his toes, and just barely kept him maybe on the line.
Only reason Peterson shot that is so he wouldn't be called for stalling. You know, he's going to shoot him off, but he ends up getting some points out of it. Lane can come to his feet and get one here, cannot in so short of time. So a couple mistakes here by Lane McGinley has put him in a four-point hole and likely a five-point hole as Peterson's going to go down here. Now Lane is going to be thinking cradle. He wouldn't be the first guy to fall victim of it, would be Trevor Peterson, if Lane can get it locked up. He's got several throughout the year. And now cross face here, Peterson making kind of the same mistake that Lane did. That right knee's coming real close to his head.
Came
he
up.
Got away with it. It is now 6-1. Lane's got to go to work. Half-hearted shot there by Peterson, but he's crawling around the left side of it. He might get this. Now he's got the leg clear up in the air. He's going to go for a trip. I got the hands down. That should have been two. That should be two. And two more for Peterson, trying to flip this decision from the district. 8-1 now, and Lane is plenty mad, but he's plenty behind as well now. He's got a seven-point deficit with just 93 seconds left to go in his state tournament. And it's been a good one for Lane. The most exciting win that the Badgers had the entire time, beating Zukov Malcolm the last few seconds. And now he's got to go to work here. He's going to get up for one. It is 8-2. Got to press here.
Down to a minute 25.
These medal matches, you can go as far as you want. You can be tired the rest of your life. Now Peterson, bad shot. He's going to give up two. So now that's 8-5. We're going to cut him here. About got to. If we're going to take him down a bunch, we got to cut him. Coach is not saying so. Now he's going to cut him. 9-4. Got to get better shots than that when you come around left side. Got to get Peterson backing up. And Peterson is really good at that mat positioning. Just as he's about ready to back out of bounds, he flips in, and they're going to go out here. A little better shot here. There's a minute left. Five-point deficit is tough, but Lane can get under and get one of those doubles and go to the back. And now pretty bad shot again by Peterson, but that'll keep him from getting a stalling call.
44 seconds.
And he's just not going to give that double that Lane wants because Lane crawls up to that. He'll throw you right to your back. Now a peek-out attempt, left side. It's one of the first times I've called it before the kid did it.
30 seconds.
You could just tell, but he couldn't come home. And now he could hit this carry here, and that's what he needs. It is set up. Lane hit that carry, left side. It is less than 20 seconds. You need a five-point move, and that is a five-point move.
So down by 5 points with 17 seconds to go, going to have to go off the whistle, go hard.
It's a tough ending here for Lane McGinley if he can't get something big going here. They call the kid. He's got the Karshalava kind of locked up.
And
that kid knows it. He can get two out of this. He's going to stall his way out of it. And this kid has wrestled aggressive enough that I don't have a problem with backing up here. He's been after plenty of leg shots. So the 4 seconds isn't going to be enough unless there's a total disaster for Trevor Peterson. And he backed up here. Well, I've never seen a kid back up quite like that. But he deserves it. That is the better wrestler in this match. Got us this time. So 9-4 in favor of Trevor Peterson of Chase County. And Lane McGinley will go home with a fourth place medal.
So our morning session here, Valentine with a third place medal at 138. Fourth place at 152 with Gunnar Battershaw. Fourth place at 170 with Lane McGinley. And a fifth place medal with Tobin Olsen at 120. So Valentine ends up with two wins, two losses here in this round. And that concludes the tournament for those young men. Tobin Olsen will finish the year 25-18, I believe, and a fifth-place medal at state. Morgan McGinley finishes at 30-7 and will end up with a third-place medal. Gunnar Battershaw at 28-16, I guess, will finish in fourth. And Lane McGinley finishes out his career senior season 31-8 for Lane McGinley as he finishes with a fourth-place medal here at the state tournament. And Valentine, again, if we were election people, we would be calling it, telling you that it looks like Valentine Badgers are going to be the state champions in Class C this year. So Valentine has amassed enough points in here that I don't think anybody's going to be able to overtake them. Primarily Broken Bow, who had a shot at that. But the Badgers are still going to be there with 152 points. Broken Bow with 125 is 27 points behind. They've got two in the finals this afternoon, and they've got a couple left to go. They got two left in this medal round here this morning. Is that two or three?
The Broken Bow Indians?
Yeah.
They have got a 182-pounder out there right now, and then they will have Drew Drake at 285, and then that will be it for this round for Broken Bow. But the most they could have scored coming in the rest of this tournament was 32 points, and some of that has already slipped away. And now we've got, looks like a Broken Bow wrestler on his back, but just not enough time there. But it is all over for them. A good run by Broken Bow, two-time dual champion, Cliff Valentine last year. And they won pretty handily in the finals again this year over Aquinas. But not able to do it in the big tournament here in Omaha. In fact, David City had an opportunity there to make a run at him, but now David City is running out of wrestlers in time. There will be a David City versus a Broken Bow match later this afternoon. It'll be kind of entertaining. But until then, Valentine is going to take home 4 medals from this round. And then, of course, they'll take down 4. That's 8, 1 off the record.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we will wrap up the morning session here and set things up for this afternoon right after this 60-second timeout.